This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations all across the country and around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And I'll tell you what, it's always a privilege and always an honor to be able to talk to the men and women in the military, and we've had several of you chiming in tonight, and we do appreciate that. Thank you so very much. Now, you can also hear us streaming on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. We are streaming the show over there, and will be all day long until a new one comes along tonight. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol agents, as well as our security officers and the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that keep us free and safe, too. Now, let's not forget our website. We're available over there, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And some of the great shows that you can hear over there are not only Frank Silvato's UndergroundUSA.com podcast, but you can also hear us over there as the Captain's America Third Watch. Also, we have Chris Markowski's program over there. We have Frank Silvato's program, a link for it, anyway, where you can pick it up like that. And it's all fun. It's all fun. Now, I want to say that we also have a very strong rapport, if you will, on this side of the bay with the people that like to make it windy, because we've had some weather last night, had a series of storms come through, and it got really rugged out here for a little while, and it is now a nice day, going to be probably around 85 degrees down here, and I think it's going to be that where Frank Silvato is. So, Mr. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, good morning to you, sir. And hello, come in.
Here we are. Mr. Captain.
Yep. The crew didn't want to, go out because it's cooler inside than it is outside tonight. And believe it or not, right now I have got 74 degrees inside and outside.
Well, you know, it is that time of year where that's the norm. So are the storms. I know up in the panhandle the storms went through. It was had some severe stuff that's happened. So I'm hoping everybody was survived the storms and is prepared for another day.
You betcha. Now, we had another train wreck last night. This one was on the Wisconsin-Minnesota line, right there where the river is, the Mississippi River. We've got two cars that are in the Mississippi River. Thank God that there's nothing that's hazardous, according to the rail executive who actually went out there in the water to verify what was on there, because it appears that they're not going to be able to just open the doors and say, here we are, we're going to transfer the load, because the two rail cars are immersed in the river.
Yeah, they're gonna have to get a barge over there with a crane, and that takes some time. Big question here is infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a giant debate in Congress. We had a giant debate in the Senate. Joe Biden got his giant, almost trillion-dollar infrastructure bill, mm-hmm. and now we seem to have more train derailments than ever.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to ask some questions. Where did all that money go if it didn't go to one of the main components of our nation's infrastructure, which is the rail system?
Yeah.
If we have to retrofit things to have better braking systems, if the tracks need to be upgraded or maintained, these are core components of our infrastructure. If we're neglecting all of this because his favorite pet contributors are all grafting millions and trillions of dollars off of green energy, then we've got something here that is a crime. You know, it's a crime. We have a system in our country that's what we depend on. It needs to be maintained before we switch to anything. And far from what John Kerry keeps saying, is that we're going forward no matter what, we have to make sure that what we're moving forward to happens safely and it's dependable. If all of a sudden we're just going to say, we're not going to put any more money into the rail system. We've been doing that for years. It just doesn't seem to be working. So we're going to pivot to something that isn't ready for prime time. Meanwhile, we have all of these derailments. There's going to be a disaster that's going to make Ohio look like nothing if we keep down this path. So our responsible members of Congress should be asking serious questions about why are these derailments always happening and, in fact, increasing around the country when we have spent trillions on infrastructure?
Mm-hmm.
That should have been job one. Seems like it wasn't.
No, it didn't. And here comes your music, and it makes you really wonder, Frank, what the heck is going on? And I don't want to use the sabotage word, but the thought enters my mind. I'm sorry. Hold that thought, Frank. Yep, hold that thought, Frank. And caller, you hang on. When we come back, we'll get you a caller. We'll get more info out of Frank. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thank you very much, Frank Silvato. We'll get right back to Frank and our caller in just a second, but this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. That's Moss Nissan and those Nissan dealerships. Now, the flagship store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. That's store number one that started it all. And then you've got the Moss Nissan and Moss Acura store side by side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. But the latest brand new store, and I mean brand new, state-of-the-art, it'll talk to you and whistle Dixie at the same time. It's the Moss Nissan store in Brooksville on State Route 50, right there backed up against the Suncoast Parkway. You get off the Suncoast Parkway, and boom, you're looking at it. It's right there on the east side of the highway, south side, east side of the highway, right there in the corner. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and always remember, if you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, whether you're fire, whether you're police, and whether you're active or retired, and church pastors too, same thing, active or retired, you get a discount on the vehicle you buy. Plus, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. There you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Okay, let's first drift down back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
All right, we have a caller on the line. We're going to take the call. I believe his name is John. Good morning, John. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm great. How are you?
Not bad. What's up, sir?
Yeah, I was just wanting to make a comment about the debt. I think that we should all Democrats and Republicans, everybody should be more honest. I mean, they've all run up the debt. I think we'd do well to get back to some honesty, and then maybe we could trust each other and discuss facts instead of blaming one side, blaming the other side. I mean, come on. Everybody's run up the debt.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a very good point, and we will discuss that right now. And thank you very much for the call, John.
Well, thank you for taking it.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Well, you know, Frank, if you want to get technical, I guess the only way you can get technical is by going by individual presidents and say, well, okay, the debt was X amount of dollars, and when this guy got out, it was X amount of dollars, and he ran it up higher than the guy before or whatever. But other than that, you are right. Republicans have run up the debt, and John's right, too. They both run up the debt, both of them. They share equal responsibility in this, only technically one side did add a whole bunch more than the other. That is just a fact.
No, when you spend beyond your means, you're spending beyond your means, whether it's a dollar or $1 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the thing is here, everybody wants to blame the president, and that's not really accurate. The president can ask for the budget that he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He sends a budget request over to Congress, but Congress doesn't have to fulfill that request.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with the House, then it has to go through the Senate. So John's right. Both parties have run up the debt. And if we decide to play a zero-sum game, then you kind of get away from, well, you're, and I'm going to use horrible English here, but
yeah,
you're worser than I am.
Worser. That's a good one.
Yeah, you're worser than I am because they're both bad.
Mm-hmm.
They both spend way beyond what we take in revenue. They've run up not only the debt, they've leveraged the future. They've leveraged the worth of the dollar for future generations for, going well into the next 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're on the precipice of a crisis with the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Republicans like to get up there and say they're the party of fiscal responsibility. Where? Whenever you spend dollar one beyond what we take in, you're fiscally irresponsible. You're playing off the future instead of the present. We've got to get back to being able to play off the present. The only way to do that is to rein in the spending at the federal level. That may require a radical and massive restructuring of how we glean revenue streams to the federal government. I, for one, with all of the vulnerabilities that come with it, think switching from a tax on American incomes,
mm-hmm,
to a consumption tax that requires a super majority to raise percentage is the way to go. It's already been proven that would bring in more money to the federal government because we're a spending nation. We spend. That's what we do. That's why everybody wants to sell their products here. But it removes the ability for Congress to carve out little sweet deals for the people that give them money to run for office.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives us the ability to say, okay, this is all you can spend. This
mm-hmm.
is all you can spend. This is what came in last year. The estimate for next year is this. That's it. And raising the debt ceiling? You know, everybody's applauding Kevin McCarthy for the way he raised the debt ceiling. When you max out a credit card, do you get to raise your debt ceiling with the bank?
Mm-mm.
No, you start. Nope. You can't spend anymore, and you've got to make the interest payments if you're not paying it off.
Right.
Our federal government doesn't do that. They don't play by the same rules the people have to, and it's time that ends.
Yep, you're right. Now, I want to take this opportunity to say hello and thank you to WTJS 93.1 FM, who has added this radio show to their lineup weekdays, where they're right now being heard. It's a 14,000-watt FM station in the Jackson, Humboldt, Milan, and Trenton, Tennessee markets. They have a combined population greater than 89,000 listeners that are there, and a special shout-out to Mike Doles for adding the program. Mike, we appreciate it. And if you folks up there in Jackson, Humboldt, Milan, Trenton, or for that matter, Nashville, because it can reach the outer fringes of Nashville, want to give us a call, it's 877-969-8600. We're always happy to talk to them. Right, Frank?
Absolutely. I've been through that area many, many times, traveling back and forth from the Panhandle to Chicago. Beautiful country.
Yeah, that's the shortcut. If you make the right turn up there and go up the Penny Rail, they used to call that the Penny Rail anyway, up through Hopkinsville and all that, up 41.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice people, and it's beautiful up there. Just gorgeous.
Yes, indeedy. Okay, getting back to the storyline here. The GOP's bill that they've now got out there again is going to slam the brakes on Biden's student loan agenda. This freebie, gimme stuff is going to come to an abrupt halt. What do you think?
Well, I'm kind of curious. Flip the tables here just for a second. If a Republican president was doing something that was blatantly unconstitutional, Chuck Schumer and AOC and Nancy Pelosi and all the rest would be out there screaming that he's not following the rules, he should be impeached, mm-hmm. He doesn't get to just rule unilaterally, and that's it. There's nothing that allows the president to do what he's doing. The Constitution has nothing in there that allows him to do student loan forgiveness. That doesn't exist under his authority in the Constitution. So why hasn't this made the Supreme Court yet?
I don't know.
Why haven't the Republicans brought this before a court yet to get it adjudicated as unconstitutional so it just stops?
Mm-hmm.
It's because Republicans don't play the game hardball. They are so desperate to go along, to get along, to be seen as the good guys, that they don't do the dirty, muddy business of combating people who just are spending out of control. They're out of control. I mean, we were talking about both sides being culpable in the debt,
yep.
And that is a reality. But someone's got to do something to pump the brakes on this.
Yeah.
This is a perfect way to do it. Get it adjudicated as unconstitutional and pass a bill that shuts the money off. Otherwise, hold everything hostage. You've got the power of the purse. Use it.
Mm-hmm. By the way, when are you going to go down and see Disney?
Yeah, probably. If my coffin makes it on a train through there, maybe.
They are going at it, and it's really starting to get nasty, and it's going to get nastier because Disney doesn't want to take no for an answer here. They think that they run the show. They believe that they are a sovereign country, not just a territory, a sovereign country, and it's not true. Okay.
Hey, their day of special interest is over.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, there's the music. I'll talk to you on Monday. All right. And that's Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, UndergroundUSA.com. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more. I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be tomorrow. I'll be back.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Two U.S. Army helicopters on a training flight collided in Alaska yesterday, leaving three soldiers dead and a fourth injured. A spokesman for the U.S. Army Alaska, John Pennell, is reporting each of the AH-64 Apache helicopters involved in the crash were carrying two people. The crash happened near Healy, Alaska, while returning to Fort Wainwright near Fairbanks. Healy, Alaska is roughly 250 miles north of Anchorage. Cleanup crews are responding after a tornado swept through Florida last night.
A tornado warning stretched across multiple counties and one touchdown in Hosford. Dozens of buildings and homes were destroyed and every resident in Hosford lost power. A severe weather threat is still in effect across most of Florida and parts of southern Georgia. The National Weather Service predicts severe storms to continue to progress east-southeast across the Big Bend area today. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
For a long, long time. I've just always realized that I moved to Florida because I like it here. And when I first moved down here, the gun shows had a real different flavor to them. And that's what I liked about it. When you go to one of our shows, you're going to see just a variety of things. The people that you're going to run into there are going to be a whole lot more respectful, and it's just a group of trustworthy people that are doing business, and they're just trying to take care of their families. And you'll see just an incredible variety of people and products. And it's not, like you said, it's not an AR or AK show alone. I mean, you can certainly get that there. But when you go to one of our shows, you're going to get more of a variety than you will at anywhere else I can think of.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, we tend to sometimes overreact to situations. And what I like, again, about seeing what you've got, and we'll talk to the people in Orlando for a second. Orlando's a real fast-paced community, and I've been over there for a couple of different events that they've had involving guns, and it's just been totally different as to what they have happened. If you want, you folks in Orlando listening to me, if you want a little slower pace and you want to really see some stuff, including some antiques and collectibles that could be worth a lot of money, they've got the swords, they've got the knives, they've got the guns, they've got the different military things that I've seen there that to a collector could be worth quite a bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And that's a market that I don't think has been served all that well.
Nope.
You got big shows over there, but they're a high intensity commercial event. If the folks over in that area are looking for a place where they can learn more about the guns and the knives and ammo and slow down and get good information, mm-hmm. and see a wider variety of things, this is the place to be. It really is. And not only that, you can slow down a little bit and enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Those that have been to the shows over in that part of the state, they're just so used to the shows being very intense and high speed. And mm-hmm. you come to our show, you can slow down, relax, and enjoy yourself, as well as get informed and pick up some great deals.
And you also have the opportunity for people to take the class and get their permit.
Yes, we do. And that's an interesting topic right now, because we have that constitutional carry
right.
bill that is going to take effect, I believe, was it July 1st? Or?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And a lot of people are thinking that, the carry permits are going to go away. But, well, I don't think the carry permits are going to go away, because if that happens, everyone's going to have a three-day wait. And I don't think that's what people want. So, yes, I think having the permit is a good idea, because it eliminates the three-day wait when you're purchasing a firearm, and it allows you to carry in like 34 other states.
Mm-hmm.
So people forget that, but, you know, that's an important part of what the carry permit gives to us.
Mm-hmm. That is true. And, folks, I'm talking to Guy Lamacos now. If you want to find out more about his gun shows, you can go to twoguysshows.com. The website again, twoguysshows.com. Go right over there.
It'll take you right in there. You'll see the schedule. You'll see some of the pictures of the people that have been there. You get a chance to see some of the vendors. So when you get there, you'll actually recognize somebody you saw at the website. You go, hey, Mr. Smith, Mr. Jones, I saw you on the website or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a place to have a good time. Slow down, enjoy yourself, and pick up some good deals. It's really quite that simple.
And there is food there also. I'm not sure. I think, Brooksville, you have a food truck. Is that right?
Yep. We have food trucks going to be up there. And so there'll be, you know, breakfast and lunch for both days, if that's what you want. We've got two buildings of guns. Now, I do want to let everyone know that we aren't the biggest show in the state. I just think we're the better shows in the state.
Well, I use the word quality.
Yes.
There's quantity and there's quality. And you have quality, and you have a little bit of a slower pace, and people will take the time to talk to people instead of just, mm-hmm. you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and down the line you go. It doesn't work that way.
Totally. And again, I think we have a wider selection than shows triple our size. So what you've got is a great selection and a great atmosphere to relax and have a good time. And that's going to be real important for your first-time buyers or your people that are new to shooting, because there's a lot of nuanced facts when you're buying guns and you're selecting guns and you're picking guns. So it really is a helpful thing to be able to slow down and communicate with the dealers and find out, you know, more information about what it is you're buying to make sure it's the right gun for you.
And you will be there Saturday from 9 until 5, and you'll be there Sunday from 9 until 3. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All righty. And veterans get a discount on their admission. First responders get a discount on their admission. Kids under a certain age get in free. I forgot what the age is.
16 is our kids come in for free. Mm-hmm. And just let everyone know, first responders, it doesn't matter what variety. We appreciate what you guys do, and they come in free.
Yep.
You know, police, fire, medical, you name it. We appreciate what you do, and your admission is on us. So come on over and check it out.
Yeah, and I say when they say, well, do we need our ID? And I said, yeah. And some guy said to me, said, well, which badge do you show them? I said, I don't know. I got two.
And you know, the thing about it is, you know, again, I'm very old-fashioned.
Right.
You know, if you are who you are, I appreciate it. You know, we're not gonna throw anyone out if they don't have their ID. But you know, people aren't gonna lie about something like that. At least I don't think they are. So,
well, you and your wife,
you're among friends there.
You and your wife, you do a great job, and we certainly appreciate it. And I've had a lot of people compliment me as to, you know, the involvement in what you do and how you bend over backwards to help these people, and they really appreciate it. So from the audience that I listen to, they like what you're doing, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot of people that are listening to me right now, tomorrow, at your event up there in Brooksville at the fairgrounds.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I will talk to you tomorrow, see you tomorrow, and hope you have yourself a great day, my friend.
Take care, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow, and I appreciate all your help.
Thank you. All right, Guy Lamacos, everybody. And Guy Lamacos, of course, twoguysshows.com, the website, Two Guys Gun Shows, and he'll be up in Brooksville tomorrow morning, 9 to 5, and then Sunday, 9 to 3, at the fairgrounds right there just south of Brooksville proper, and that's on 41 as you come into town, north of the airport, about maybe three-quarters of a mile to a mile on the right-hand side as you go north. Stop on by, say howdy, howdy, and I look forward to shaking your hand, too. All right. Gotta go. Gotta go, go, go. Don't forget to check out our friends down there at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, either Sarasota. And I will be back tonight for the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. God bless America. Have a great day. See you later.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, we'll get right back to Patrick Hyland in a minute. I confused everybody by signing off early. Oh, boy. I was looking at the wrong clock at the wrong time. But anyway, it is what it is. We still got this segment to do. And by the way, Dominic's Blinds and Decor brings you this final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch. Let's not forget, they're located down in Sarasota. They've been with me since the very first radio show. And I do mean that, long time ago, 22 years. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And the best thing about it is all of their blinds, their shades, and their shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and that means a lot in the world of quality and price. Now, Dominic's also offers installation. They offer on-site cleaning, parts and repairs in a limited local area only. They will come to you. You can call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. You can call that number, set up an appointment for service, or just merely stop by the store and see what they'll do for you. Okay? So, stop by, see the gang in the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, at down there in Sarasota.
Phone number again, 941-922-2345. One more time in the phone number, 941-922-2345. Okay, Patrick Kylan, Sports Zone quarterback. Go Lightning!
Hey, man. They hung in there. They're staying alive.
My God. Well, they were staying alive, but I was watching what was going on, and here we go again. You know, we're up, we're tied, and then it's what? It's 1-1, and then it's 2-1, and then it's 3-1, and then all of a sudden, here we go, 3-2, and I'm going, oh, no. Oh, no.
No, they play better defense, Captain. You know, period. You play better defense, it's amazing how better your goal is going to play, too.
Well, they were, you know, they were in it. They were in it to win it this time.
Yeah, exactly. Now they'll come back to Tampa Bay.
Yep.
And
Saturday, right?
Tomorrow night. We'll see if they can make it 3-3. Then they'll go back to Toronto to see who wins it all. So, but it's got their work cut out for them. To win two in a row in the playoffs is not easy. So, and the way they've been playing off and on, it's going to be hopefully they're refocused and they can make it happen. It'll be interesting. 4 years in a row to get past the first round would be pretty good company to be in, to say the least.
Okay, well, I got one for you. Ready?
Go for it.
14-5 on a final score. Who won?
Man, I know. How about the Rays, baby? They're playing some baseball, aren't they? They're just finding a way to win, Captain.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They do it by hitting or pitching. It's just, it's all working together for them. So, you know, it's hard to do that for a whole season, but let's see what they can come up with. I mean, boy, if they can win 100 games, that would be really impressive.
I'm not going that far.
Well, I think that's what it might take to win the AL East. That's how good that division is.
That I can agree with you, but I just don't think the Rays are going to win 100 games. It's too early for that.
Well, I'm saying they're on a realistic pace to do that, Captain. They're on pace to win 140 games. We all know that's not realistic, but is 100 realistic? Yeah. If they can stay healthy and keep playing the way they are, yeah, that's not really unrealistic at all, in my opinion, Captain. So, you know, but we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully they can keep it going. How about the draft last night?
Yeah.
You know, I think all teams kind of got what they wanted. We're going to see how it pans out. I really don't like to make any predictions on the draft because it takes 3 to 5 years to see how these.
I thought I saw your name on the board.
Oh boy, I wish, Captain. It'd be nice. Everything I know now to go back to my 20s, woo, it'd be scary good and fun. But life doesn't work that way, does it, sir?
Nope.
You got to go with the flow, man. Life is.
Well, maybe they need a broom pusher or janitor.
Jeez,
Did they draft them?
Oh, shoot, okay, that's not easy to get coaching to, and the NFL's not easy. Everyone thinks it's a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of time away from your family. That's funny how people don't realize all the effort that goes in behind the scenes.
Right.
Has the affiliate up in Nashville come aboard yet, Captain?
Yes.
Oh, well. The Titans did a nice job yesterday. I like who they picked. The offensive tackle, that's a good stalemate. I think the Bucs would have taken that kid if he would have fell to him. So congratulations up there to the new affiliate up in Nashville, Tennessee. And I believe you got an excellent offensive tackle to block for the running backs and to protect the quarterback's blind side, which is always a very important thing. And then, the flagship station here, Captain, is the home of the Florida Gators football and basketball. And Mr. Richardson, the quarterback for the Gators, was selected by the Colts with the number 4 overall pick. So they're hoping to get another Andrew Luck out of Mr. Richardson up there in Indy. And, we wish them folks well. I know you have some listeners up in Indy who enjoy the show. And, surprising, Captain. I know you have some listeners up in the Kentucky, Ohio area.
Yep.
Levis. Okay, he dropped out of the first round. This quarterback from Kentucky, man, he looks good to me, Captain. I'm surprised. They're saying, oh, he has a toe injury, so that's why nobody picked him up. I don't know what they're thinking. I think this kid could be something special. I mean, he did play in the SEC with Richardson and Young, okay? So those were the guys who went in the top four. And somebody in the second round is smarter than nab the kid. And he's gonna do well for somebody. Kind of funny. You always say if the guy should be drafted in the first round, he doesn't go to the second round or third round. Mm-hmm. He has a chip on his shoulder. Well, this kid's going to have a chip on his toe. So we shall see what happens for him.
Maybe he's got turf toe. That's not good.
No, it's not, Captain. But, you just get a he says it's healed. If it wasn't, let's get surgery on it and move on because, let's get yourself right. Now, up there in Baltimore, Captain, the Ravens and Mr. Lamar Jackson.
Is he worth that kind of money?
If he plays like he did a couple of years ago, yeah, Captain, that's the thing, But it's funny, just like with baseball, they pay you really for what you've done, not what you're going to do. It's just the way that the sports are nowadays. So.
Well, I'm going out on a limb here. Somebody's not going to like it. I think they paid him way too much.
Well, they probably did. They probably did, Captain. I mean, with that type of money, if you don't win a Super Bowl, you're going to say it was a waste of money.
That's right.
People look at that.
He's got to come out of the gun, and he's got to get them to the Super Bowl.
No doubt about it. Mm-hmm. He does that, it was worth it because that's bucks to get to the Super Bowl. How about the Falcons, all our friends up there in Atlanta? They were the ones who took the first running back.
Right.
Mr. Robinson. So he was the number 8th overall pick at the Texas running back, Bijan Robinson. He's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's another Ricky Williams, but the kid's tough. And a lot of people get scared taking a running back in the first round, but it was worth a shot. Hey, Cap, people, don't be scared when it comes to your insurance needs. Give me a call, Patrick Hyland at 813-966-1052. I can look at your documents, make sure you have the right insurance for yourself. There's always an opportunity to gain money in your pocket or gain benefits, and I don't want you to lose out. A lot of seniors, Captain, have life insurance, too, and they can't afford it. There's insurance companies out there that will buy their insurance policy from them so they have cash to, retire on and live on if they don't need the life insurance coverage anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many things out there. Just one facet of ways I can help out people and veterans. So, again, my name is Patrick Hyland. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Captain, have a great day. Have a great time up at the gun show tomorrow up in Brooksville and say hello to Guy for me. And God bless everybody. Thank you.
Okay. I was going to say come up there and say hello yourself. People like to see it. They know who Patrick Hyland is. So they haven't met you, but they know who you are. And Brooksville might be a nice little area for you to come up and shake some people's hands. Just me saying that. Just me. But what do I know? Okay, well, folks, this time it's official. The weekend show coming up tonight. I hope everybody has a great day today, doing whatever it is you're going to be doing, because the weather is going to just be out of sight again. And I will tell you that beyond any shadow of a doubt, we're going to have some more storms. So be careful. Drive safe. Roads might be a little damp today, and I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial.
trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.